what they negotiated under the former minister was to put NGC in a position as a 20% shareholder, but NGC would carry the whole debt. So from day one for this project, over $900 million, NGC as a 20% shareholder would have to carry the whole debt. If the project failed on day one, NGC would have to pay to the government of Japan through their banks the full cost of the project. And worse than that, the terms that the former Minister of Energy and the former Attorney General on the Monday, the 7th of September, were trying to force on the people of Trinidad and Tobago showed that if NGC paid the full debt on the first day, they would not even get the plant. So we would not even get the ownership of the plant, but we have to cover the whole debt.